What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Erickellis. It's a family morning show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Let's talk about sports. In particular, the Pirates have given us a little something to talk about. I have some opinions. I made a late-night post on X yesterday. Kind of spelled out what I think about this team because I'm going back and forth. I'm choosing not to be overly depressed while at the same time keeping some real expectations for this team. And at the same time as well, got some, it's more of reporting by Dan Zangrilli, asked questions by the PM team yesterday about what's going on with the Pirates. And, you know, Dan's great. Dan says it how it is. No sugarcoating. Dan talking about how, but even that, I mean, Dan was talking about how Bob Nutting is apparently, he's visibly frustrated. You can feel it. He's a frustrated owner right now with the Pirates. Because things, you know, in year six of having a manager and general manager tandem, you would have expected perhaps a little bit more development at this point. You know, other teams have done it. Other teams have established turnarounds in less time. You know, why, you know, the Pirates have one of the best young pitchers, you know, the game is seeing right now, and yet they're not, you know, they're not winning like you'd think they should win. And it was like a slow incline. You saw 2023. It was like, all right, good start in April, and then May, it went downhill. Then 2024, all the way up through August, and then down as, you know, August started to go through, and then September was iffy. And so in 2025, you figure maybe they would start well and maybe continue to sustain winning. Well, no. 5-11 being swept by the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati, not acceptable. So that's where I was coming out from the weekend, and I know several fans were also in that same, I think, mindset of just like, hey, this isn't great. This isn't good. You know, the sell the team chants, I mean, they're, you know, they, you can't ignore those. I mean, the fans uniting on that front to take that much of a stance. And so I think this just creates, I think, a question, because Dan Zangrilli said it, Bob Nutting's frustrated. Pirates go out there yesterday and beat a Washington Nationals team that's not really established. They've got young players mixed with a few veteran guys, and they got one of the better prospects in the game, Dylan Cruz, LSU guy, teammate of Paul Skeens, drafted number 2 overall in that Paul Skeens draft of 2023. Remember that big, that was a huge discussion in 2023, was who are the Pirates going to draft? Are they going to take the outfielder or the pitcher? And they chose the pitcher, Paul Skeens. Anyhow, you know, they're not anything special, so, but I'm not going to necessarily take the win away from them either, because, you know, we saw they played against the Marlins, and the Marlins aren't great, so beating the Nationals 10-3 was reassuring. Good job, Pirates. Figured it out for this game. So I guess, a lot of questions that spawn in my head. You know, like, where is Bob Nutting's breaking point to where he may come out and publicly say things? Because right now it's just reports that he's not happy. You know, but when does he say more? When does he get frustrated? What can he do? What decisions can he make mid-season? Like, what does he think would be the best approach to abruptly steer this team in the correct position, because we've seen that before too. Managers have been fired. Most notoriously, Joe Girardi got fired from the Philadelphia Phillies a few years back, and Rob Thompson, I believe it was the made the interim manager. The guy was about to retire from his career, got the opportunity to manage the Phillies to the World Series. Not comparing them to the Pirates at all, though. The Phillies have a bit more of a stable foundation of players and have an exorbitant amount of money invested in that team. So there are, you know, some differences in there, but the right manager was put into a situation where, you know, a team was already growing and just needed a little kick, and Rob Thompson was that kick for them. So, you know, what can Bob Nutting do? What will Bob Nutting do? Is there anything that he's going to do? Because, again, reports say that he's not happy. So what, you know, what does that mean? What could that look like? Like, what could he do to the team that's really going to kick them into more success and more wins? It's a fair question at this point, because then you get those reports that Bob Nutting is not happy, and the Pirates go out and they put up 10 runs against the Washington Nationals. So maybe the fury of Bob Nutting was enough to scare the Pirates into scoring 10 runs and figuring it out. Backed by Paul Skeens on the mound, too. What do you think? Like, what do you make of this? I mean, it is interesting. And I'll tell you what I think about the Pirates in a minute, and I'll address my post that I made last night, because I do stick by it. Just watching this team, they're still not good. I'm not going to call them good, but they have 6 wins now. And they're not, again, they're not quite buried yet in the division. So, well, I'll talk about it. I'll elaborate here in a minute. But I do see a caller on the line. Got plenty of open phone lines. Take one, 412-928-9370. Talk to me this morning, talking about Bob Nutting, the Pirates, their win yesterday, 10-3 over the Washington Nationals. You know, what this means and what I think of the team moving forward. But I want to know what you think as well and what you make of all of the recent reporting around the Pirates. So 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. And we'll start with this caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's
your name? Hey, my name is Vic.
All right, what's up?
My name is Vic.
I hear you. What's up?
What can Bob Nutting do? Well, 2 years ago, he should have fired both of his general manager and his coach and spend more money. He's frustrated. He should be frustrated with himself, because he's the one that's not putting enough money into the team to make the team good enough to contend. That's my opinion. Thanks, Harry. I'll listen.
All right. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. It's hard to determine what it means when an owner's frustrated, because it's not like, I mean, the owner's where the buck stops in terms of firings. Like, the owner's not going to necessarily get rid of himself or herself, right? It's just, it's not going to happen. So, in that regard, what happens then? Like, you know, who does he fire? Who does he replace? What does he do then to, like, what does Bob Nutting do in this case? What does he do to act on whatever he's frustrated with? So that's a fair point. I mean, could he spend more money? Perhaps. Could he, you know, fire Charrington and fire Shelton? It's possible. You know, what does any of that do, though? Just depends. Depends how you see it. I think that one of them should have been gone after last season, because Shelton was still managing the team like they were developing, and they just wanted to get certain players reps in certain situations and just see how they did, with no expectations of winning whatsoever. That's what 2024 felt like, especially when there were important games to be played in August. They just did not live up to the challenge. And again, Shelton was managing like a manager that was still developing young players on the team. It was not good. It was frustrating. Ben Charrington, apparently, I mean, there have been reports that say that he has had a heavy emphasis on the developmental side of the team. And so that's where a lot of the money's gone. again, reportedly. And so if that's true, like if he's, you know, putting money into development and not in free agency, and then the, you know, the team's not developing, that's no good. So I would have been a little more inclined to get rid of Shelton first, but at the same time, like if the general manager is investing in development and the manager's managing like he's developing the team and giving players reps to see how they do in certain situations to, you know, in the interest of developing or just giving certain players repetition is just because, then maybe that's not Shelton's fault. So, I mean, it's difficult. It is a difficult, it's a difficult dynamic right now to assess. It's just all, you know, it is an interesting situation. So what, you know, what does Bob Nutting do? Is he going to spend more money? Probably not, at least this season. You know, or is Ben Cherington, is his approach development, and so they put more investments in development, and the, you know, and the development strategy is not working out for the Pirates. I mean, there's a lot of different things that could be happening here. And yet this team is still somehow good enough randomly out here to put up 10 runs against the Nationals. Well, I just don't know. It's an interesting dynamic. And for me, it feels like the Pirates, and I don't use the word close, like, you know, they're close to making a solid playoff run. They've got to dig themselves out of a hole first. But it's like they have the potential, and you see certain games where you see these flashes of brilliance that make you think that they could indeed sneak into the playoffs if they went on a run at some point and just hung around long enough. The problem is that over the last couple seasons now, they have not sustained winning, and I've lost all trust in this team. And so I'm going back and forth about, you know, who should take the most blame, you know, what action should be taken. And I'm going back and forth looking at this team saying, man, if this team were just a little bit better, if there was just two or three more players on this team, help out pitching a little bit, help out with the, you know, the offense and the lineup a little bit, that this team could go somewhere, figure something out, and give us playoff baseball in Pittsburgh. Which would be great now, too, because there's no more wild card game. There's a three-game series you get to play in the wild card round. It's tremendous. Just feels like they could almost be there. But they're just not. They're just getting their own way. At some point, there's just mistakes get made. Whether it's poor management decisions, poor player performance, not putting the right guys on the roster in the right times, then you've got this situation. So it's like I'm going back and forth, because if you listen to the show enough, you know I love baseball. I want the Pirates to do well. Hearing stories like Bob Nutting's frustrated make me intrigued, because I want to know exactly what that means. Dan Zangrilli said it on the PM team yesterday that Bob Nutting is frustrated and perhaps actions are going to be taken. Things are tense with the Pirates. I just want to know what that means and what that looks like. And day one of what that may look like is the Pirates won by 7 against the Nationals. Can that be sustained in some form? We'll find out. We'll see. Time will tell. But it is interesting to speculate on. 412-928-9370, another caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Stan. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Oh, sorry. What's that name again?
Stan. Good morning.
Gotcha.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Nicholas, how much do you think the injuries play into it? You know, losing Jared Jones, I think, is a big thing, and losing Spencer Horwitz. I mean, injuries are just a matter of luck, and I think we've been really unlucky. So I'll hang up, and love to know your thoughts. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think they don't help. I think having consistent guys in the lineup would be great, but the Pirates have been stung with injury over the last several seasons. Cruz lost a year in 2023, which was no good. Jared Jones missed half the season last season, which no good. Colin Holderman is apparently dealing with something. You know, because he's been put on the IL a few times now over the last couple seasons. Brian Hayes' chronic back issues were not fun for him to have to deal with, and not beneficial for the Pirates, which is just a shame because this injury seemed to only come out after he signed his extension, which seemed like a smart idea for the Pirates. So, yeah, there's definitely some bad luck when it comes to injuries. I don't want to blame it all on the injuries, though. Like, if you're investing so much money in development for the Pirates, then you've got to have more guys coming up, like next guy up. You got to have guys come up and be able to perform at the major league level, or at least develop enough players, scout well for enough players to bring in to supplement the roster for players when they get hurt. Like, you got to prepare for this stuff. I mean, the New York Yankees, I remember in 2019, had a boatload of injuries and guys they were calling up from the minors. They were random people, it seemed like, almost. Like, not necessarily superstars, but guys they called up that performed while their big stars were out. Like, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton were both hurt that year. And the Yankees still stayed in the race and made the playoffs. So, it's possible. Now, of course, the Yankees organization, not the Pirates organization, I get that, but I'm just saying it's possible. Like, if you're going to invest that much in development, which is what we're hearing, Ben Cherington is doing, you know, investing in development, like, you've got to have a lot of guys in your system that you can call up and trust to play. And if the Pirates don't, I mean, it's an excuse to an extent. It's unfortunate, a lot of the injuries that have been sustained to Pirates players that we've wanted to rely on. It is. But some of them aren't. The Spencer Horowitz situation, too, is weird. It's a weird situation. You trade for a guy that you want to be your cornerstone first baseman and try to see what he can do, and my man's got wrist injuries that prevent him from playing in spring training and now, like, the first month of the regular season. Not great. So it is unfortunate in some capacity. But in another capacity, I think it's just poor preparation and poor decision-making. Like, again, they've got to prepare for this. And that's where bringing in veterans can help, too, because you bring in veterans to supplement the roster. And so you give your younger guys more time to develop. And so then when the veterans get hurt, that's when you call up the young guys. And hopefully the young guys perform at the major league level and inspire you for seasons in the future that these guys can come up and actually play major league baseball. But you don't have that veteran net either, so you bring up young guys. You hope that they can perform, but, you know, then they're young, and so they're going to make mistakes. Bad things are going to happen because they're young players and they're still learning and developing to be major league guys. So 2013 was so perfect. It was just a blend of these veteran players mixed with young guys getting caught up, like Gerrit Cole. Remember that guy? You know, his debut was great, and he made his mistakes, you know, in time, but he learned at the major league level and he could afford to learn because the Pirates had so many other great players and a few solid veterans on that team that could help balance that team out. Pirates don't have that. So when we talk about injuries, you know, the Pirates have the young guys. There are a lot of young guys that you can look forward to seeing. But there's no safety net for when those players go through their growing pains.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan. I'm going to take rapid fire calls because I'm running out of time, but I want to get your opinions in there. So let me know what you think. 412-928-9370. Start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning, Harry. It's Dan from Imperial.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I don't disagree with you that they might be a few players away from being a good team. However, do you have any feelings towards the way that they let go of Rowdy Tellez before he got his incentive last year? Do you think that had any effect on the free agent situation in the offseason?
Gee, thanks for the call, Dan. Yeah, I don't I don't know. I'm not sure free agent situation. But I do know it, that was interesting. That was a weird situation. I do have my concerns about that. I do have my issues with that. I mean, you kept the guy all season, and then you know he just doesn't get his incentives because you cut him a week before the season's over. It was a suspicious situation. So, yeah, I don't know. I wish they would have got rid of him sooner. I wish they didn't have as much patience with him because he was struggling like crazy. So, 412-928-9370. Another caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Joe from Heidelberg.
Go ahead, Joe. You got about a minute.
Okay. So, I mean, I obviously think that they're trying to put the pieces in place through basically building everybody up and, you know, trying to go within the system. But there's days like yesterday where the bats are alive, but then there's these ridiculous errors where they're getting thrown out on the base path. I mean, it happened at least twice. It happened once to Valdez, and it happened one other time where it ended an inning where they were scoring runs. I think it's a coaching issue. I really do.
Thank you for the call. It's a fair perspective. All right, got time for one more call, and we'll take this caller here. What's your name?
Tony.
Good, Tony. You got a minute.
Hey, Bob Nutting thinks he's frustrated, let me tell you who else is frustrated. The fans and probably Paul Skenes. I mean, you know stats, Callis. I don't think payroll went up more than a couple million dollars from last year to this year. And the average payroll of a team is $160 million. I believe our opening day was around $80 million. It's really hard to compete. I don't see the commitment to winning from Nutting. You know, how dare him say that? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for the call, and I understand where you're coming from. And with that, I'm out of time officially.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.